Hello, everybody. It is not Friday, so I can't say TGIF. It is Wednesday, so I can say hump day. I hope everybody's doing good, and I hope no one disturbs me while I'm making this podcast, because it'll make it a lot easier for me. I'm going to switch my podcast up a little bit today. I have a lot to say, but it's not like one thought. It's a bunch of different jumbled thoughts and stuff. But mostly I want to say is that sometimes I feel like handcuffed, or I feel like my podcast, I can't like be 100% open with what I want to say. And the reason I say that is because I have so much going on. Well, when I had sponsors, all my sponsors are gone now due to the pandemic. You know, I don't think they could hold me up. And that's fine. I never got into making a podcast for money. That was just like an awesome little piece that I got of it. And it's not that much money either, but it was like an awesome part of it because, you know, it just meant that, hey, someone's actually listening to my podcast and they wanted to sponsor it and they believed in me. But that's not the big deal. That's just like a little piece of it. But with that came responsibility of, hey, you got to be careful what you say. Hey, you can't say this. You can't say that. And so forth. And that was kind of like annoying. And I mean, I've talked about that before. And like, I don't like PC culture. And I don't like this cancel culture. I just feel like if you say something that the masses don't like or don't agree with, you're automatically like done for. Now, I understand, like, if you say some, say like really bad hate speech, or, you know, it's just something like, wow, that's like above, like way below the belt, or that's just really screwed up. That's one thing. But if you're just saying your opinion and people don't like agree with it, I don't have a problem with it. But so I've always held back in my stories, or I haven't held back 100%. Like I held back, like, let's say 25% on my stories. Not because I was afraid of the repercussions, because like what I said, hey, this is a deal I'm going to write just for the beginning, and that's it. So now that those handcuffs are off, I can say what I want and do what I want. And that doesn't mean that I'm going to like go off the rails, you know, and fucking report fake news or say fake shit or, you know, any of that bullshit. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that, hey, some things I believe in are not going to be the popular opinion, and that's okay. I love, like I said, I love to listen to everybody's opinion, whether I agree with it or not. You know, it's still, I like to hear what they have to think, and then I can make my choice. Hey, that person's not someone I want to like associate with, or whoa, like, hey, I can understand how they feel, or hey, I agree with that. I know what that sounds like. And the reason I'm saying that is because I know, like, every time like an athlete or something says, an athlete or someone in the media, or, you know, that as a star says something that people don't agree with, all of a sudden, you know, companies like leave them. And that's fine. I mean, that's fine. You know, you're representing a company, you're making money for them. They don't want to lose money. So, you know, like, who got canceled? Like, who got canceled by a lot of things? Like, let's just say, what I'm trying to say is, if you want to cancel me, or you want to get, or you don't, if you're a company, you want to cancel me because of merit and you believe in it, like, hey, like, you know, the Me Too movement or Black Lives Matter or something like that, and you want to cancel me because, you know, that's what you really agree with, I am 100% for it. Totally. But if you're just canceling me because you were trying to save money, kind of like what happened to Gina Carano. I don't agree with what she said, but Disney just got rid of her and, you know, they didn't want to be associated with her. And I totally get that. I get it. But do you guys really believe or stand behind, you know, against what she said? Or are you just doing it to save face and not lose money. See, that's the problem I have. If you're going to do something out of merit or because, hey, I really believe in that, hey, more power to you. But if you're just doing it to, like, save face, not become the unpopular kid, or don't lose money, then you're just as bad as a person you're canceling. So that's pretty much all I wanted to say. So, like, now that the gloves are off and I can say what I want, do what I want, and it's not, like, that big of a deal, like, I'm going to do it. And I'm not saying I'm going to go all out and go, oh, racist rant or prejudice rant or sexist rant. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, hey, I'll give you a perfect example. I'm for the death penalty. Every time I see social media and I see parents starve their kid for like 2 months, and then you see their picture and they're like fucking healthy as a horse, but their kids are suffering, that does not sit well with me. I'm like, why is this person alive? You know, why is this person still breathing? Or like when I hear like a grown man molest a baby or a child, it's like, really? You're gonna give them a trial? I get to a certain degree, but then when there's empirical evidence that something's going on there, that's kind of like, you gotta go. I mean, we have enough people in this world that are alive and kicking that are doing really bad things. And you, if you want to do euthanasia or death penalty, I don't care. It's okay. You've done some bad shit. If you are not going to be able to be rehabilitated or asset to society, I think you should be eliminated. You know? People in prison, instead of fucking sitting there having three square... People in prison eat better than most people do every day. They get three square meals a day. They get a bed. They can get education. They get medical. How many people do you know in this world that have medical right now? How many people in the world do you know that eat every day? I worked in food lines during the pandemic at schools, and I saw people not have any food. I saw people taking advantage of it and abusing it, and I saw people, like, you know, starving and hungry, and you could tell. I mean, it's very simple. You can just, you'd have to see it to understand it. Or maybe you've gone hungry sometime, you know? But, so that's what I'm saying. Like, hey, I might take a stand against something that people say, oh, no, that's right. Gun control. I'm for guns. I don't mind having a gun. I wouldn't want to be in a country that I cannot have a gun, and the army or the military or the ruling government has a gun. Look at China. So, but do I think everybody should have a gun? No. I think there should be background checks. If you have mental issues, I don't even care what it is. If you have depression, if you have mental anything, you shouldn't have a gun. If you have a criminal record, and it could be a case by case. I mean, if it's like weed or something like that, I get it. You know, we can talk about the gun thing there. That's what I'm saying. There's gray areas, right? But if you're a fucking criminal, wife beater, you know, something like that, yeah, you shouldn't get a gun. You know? So just stuff like that. And I'm just kind of like, you know, I love my podcast. It's my way of expressing myself and getting shit out of my system. And as in, I just want to hear other people's opinion. I appreciate the emails I get and the feedback I get from people that know me and they text me, or people that hit me on Instagram saying, hey, I like what you said, or I don't agree with it. You know, I've only got one bad negative comment. Someone said I sucked. I was like, okay, sounds good. Trust me, I know there's millions and billions of podcasts out there and you're listening to mine. So whether you like it or you don't, or you think it's great or it sucks, that's fine. You're listening to it. That's more than I ever thought I'd get. I never thought I'd get more than 10, 15 people following me or listening to me. And I have like like 400. Wow. So I'm happy, you know, and it's not a bad thing. Aside from that, like I said, the gloves are off. I'm just coming back, and these podcasts are going to be put into like 10, 15 minute increments. Nothing more than that. I don't have that much to say unless I have another person with me. I just wanted to get that out to everybody. And now that the world's opening up, you know, I've had like a lot of time to reflect on a lot of things and a lot of time to think about a lot of things. And I'm hungry again. I'm hungry for everything. I'm hungry for opportunity. I'm hungry to take challenges. I'm hungry to like explore. You know, I've held back for a very long time in my life because of fear or because, you know, I wasn't secure with what my decisions or I didn't want to, like, put myself in a situation. And I'm like, you know, fuck it. It's time to go. You only live this life once. And sometimes, no, not sometimes, fuck that. All the time, you got to fucking bet on yourself. Because if you can't bet on yourself, then no one's going to bet on you. So I'm betting on myself again. And every time I've bet on myself, I've won. So why change it? And it's nothing new that I'm doing. I'm just kind of reintroducing myself to myself. You know, like the pandemic, like I said, just put like a strain and a hold on things I wanted to do just because I just didn't have access to them. And the things I did have access to, I took care of. And the other part of it also, I just want, you know, I just kind of wanted to sit back, take a breather, and just, you know, get after it. On top of that, it showed me how many fucking idiots are in the world, too. Like, I know, like, we've all dealt with this lately, but, God, there's so many stupid people, like, alive today. You know, it's like, wow, like, you guys, like, do better. Like, are you that stupid? I don't know. It's just that's another thing the pandemic did for me. It showed me how stupid people are. And, you know, that might hurt your feelings. Boo-hoo-hoo. Fuck, I don't care. It's the truth. And look around you. You fucking even said that, probably said or think the same thing about one or two people. You might say that about me, and that's fine. I don't care. But I'm saying there's a lot of dumb people around the world. It's time to take action, too, about it. It's like, you know, like, for me, I've always thought, hey, we're smarter than we act, or we smarter than we do. And I have to admit, maybe I'm wrong. I don't like to dumb down things for people. I like to, like, have them come up. But it's something I've always thought about, especially when working in retail. I dealt with a lot of dumb, idiotic, egocentric managers. Don't get me wrong, I had some amazing ones, and I can count them all on one hand. But the rest of them were just trash. Little trumpers, little trumps, you know, their ego, their power, they think their shit don't stink, but your shit doesn't stink in those four walls because you're the manager. Aside from that, you ain't shit. Most of them are just never rans, you know. I remember, like, I've said this before, like, two of my managers said, hey, this is all I ever done, this is all I ever do. And my other manager's all like, well, I started doing this when I was 16 and this is all I can do. And they were right, because they had no other skills. You know, I feel bad for one of my managers, and this was, like, at Orange Julius when I was young. When I was 16, she was a manager at Orange Julius. She wasn't a bad person. She was a pretty nice lady. And then I think, like, 20 years later, 15 years later, I saw her, and she was managing a Mrs. Fields Cookies. And I was like, wow, dude, that could have been me. But the fucking difference was I bet on myself and I fucking won. So, you know, this is kind of like a fuck you podcast to a lot of people and to the world and to, like, society. It's like I said, the gloves are off. I'm hungry. I'm angry. I'm happy. And I'm just ready to go. And a lot of you motherfuckers out there need to fucking get the kick in the pants to get going. This is a time for opportunity. This is a time to take the bull by the horns and make yourself a life. Because there's a lot of people that are ready to cast their chips in and fucking bend over and fold. So take it while it's fucking hot. All right? Take care. Out.